So for today, we're again in Siman Kuf Nun Ches Yud Aleph. So that is page 94. So we're talking about Matilas Adayim. Yesterday, all the way at the end, we saw a very interesting Mishnah Brura about the whole idea of skulos. You know, people do all these skula things. So we saw one of them is to wash with a lot of water. So that's good for Parnasa and all that type of stuff. So the Mishnah Brura and Laman Ches pointed out that that's all fine and good if everything else is okay. But like if you're going to Las Vegas and, you know, unless you're, you know, being Marvitz Torah there or whatever, you wash with a lot of water, that's not going to help. So, back into the Mishnah, into the Machaber. So, last line on page 94 in the Machaber. Now, the Machaber says a very interesting thing. Mavara kodem netila. Shekol mahamitzvos mevarach aleihem. Next page. Over lasiyason. Rule that I'm sure you're familiar with. You make the bracha on the washing, on the tilas adayim, before you wash. Why? Because we know the rule is that you make a bracha on a mitzvah over lasiyason. Over lasiyason means before you do the mitzvah. Right? So, right, you know, when you put on tefillin, so you make the bracha before you tighten the tefillin. You know, there's always exceptions. There's exceptions meaning that there's no exception, but we try to always in some way make this rule has to be held. So let's say when women light Shabbos candles, so there's a whole problem. Once they make the bracha, so then it's Shabbos, so then they can't light. So there's a whole dipsy doodle that women do. Right? You also know by shaking lulav, we hold the lulav. Asuk upside down, or start and put it, leave it on the table, right? There's a whole, because again, whenever you make a bracha on a mitzvah, you always make the bracha over lasiyason, before you do it. So now let's apply that here. So you're doing a mitzvah, right? We said it's a mitzvah derabban to wash before bread, over something that's tibulo mamashka, that's another case. So when would you make the bracha on said mitzvah? Answer is before you do the action. So therefore, really, the way it should be is you got the water, you're about to splash on your hands, make the bracha on the tilas adayim. Right? That should be the way you do it. But, here's the but. V'nagu shalo levarech ad achar netila. But the custom is that we wash our hands first. Why? Mishum depamim shein yadav nekios. Because sometimes your hands are not clean, halakhically or otherwise. And since they might not be clean, so you can't make a bracha. So therefore, what do? We tell you to splash water on them. And then we'll say, see, umibnekach, mevarchim aleim achar sheshif yadav, shekvar yadav nekios, kodem shiata aleim maim shneim. So what do? So you splash the water on your hands. And then you rub your hands. That way your hands are clean. Your hands are still wet. Then you make the bracha, krentan lechaber, on the tilas yadayim, before you do the second splash. Everybody got it? Again, this is because we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. On one hand, we want to make sure a person's hands are bracha abol, right? In other words, they're clean enough that can make a bracha with them. But on the other hand, the mitzvah of any mitzvah, bracha on a mitzvah, has to be over lasiyasan. So therefore, what are we going to do? Because the bracha has to be before you do the action of the mitzvah. Answer is you wash once, and then you make the bracha. Then you wash a second time, right? Of course, the Rama says, you knew this was coming. Rama says, Gam yachol uvarach aleihem kodem niguv. The Rama says, you can also make a bracha before you dry your hands, even after both splashes. You could still, it's not over lasiyason, you did the mitzvah already. Right, you wash your hands already. So the Rama says no. So the Ashkenazim holds shigama niguv mina mitzvah, because drying your hands is also part of the mitzvah. So you only did part of the mitzvah. You only washed your hands. You didn't dry them yet. So you could still make the bracha. Umikri over lasiyasan, it's still called over lasiyasan that you did the bracha before you did the mitzvah. Ve'im shachak levarach ad achar niguv. Let's say you forgot to make a bracha until after you dried your hands. So now what do? You did the mitzvah already. So Rama says, mevarach achar kach, you can make a bracha afterwards. Okay, so even though it's totally not over lasiyason, did the bracha already. You did the mitzvah already. Okay, we'll get to that. So we'll get back to it at least. So there's a very a lot of interesting things here. So Mishnah Berurah says that the concept of over lasiyasan is kodem v'somoch lasiyah, that you do a kodem before you do the mitzvah v'somoch and right next to. So in other words, you can't make a bracha and then like 5 years later into the mitzvah, right? Or, you know, that's exaggeration, obviously. But it has to be kodem v'somoch lasiyah. It has to be right. It has to be before and right before you do the mitzvah. So that's a very important idea. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that it could be your hands aren't clean because maybe you went to the bathroom, maybe you touched a part of your body that you have to wash for. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so let's say you do know that you didn't do such a thing, right? Still, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chofetz Chaim says, the custom is mipnei ze nagu b'chol anetilos levarach achar anetilo. That still, since there is this possibility that maybe you touched something, or there's, even though you might not have, and you know you didn't, and you washed already, and you took care of that situation, but still, there was the minhag is in every situation, across the board. You know, we do this often in halacha, make things blanket, so therefore, no matter what the case is, you make the bracha after you did some netila, either according to Sfaradim after the first splash, or according to Ashkenazim after both splashes. Then the Mishnah Berurah also says that, again, the Machaber said that you do one splash, and then before the second splash, you rub your hands again, and then before the second splash, you make the bracha. So Mishnah Berurah brings down the Beis Yosef, obviously, sends in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, that, the name of Rabbeinu Ruchim, that says that Rabbeinu Ruchim said that was the custom of his Rabbeim, that they made the bracha in between the first and the second splash. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shibulai Leket in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, who says that the custom is to make the bracha after washing, right, like we Ashkenazim do, before you dry your hands. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chei no'agua olam. And that's the custom. So I don't know what's Svar didn't do. I'm sorry. But not this moment. But again, that's what basically we do, right? Two splashes. We'll discuss about the two splashes later. And then we make the bracha. And the Rama said, because drying your eyes, how is it over lasiyah? So the answer is, drying is part of the mitzvah. So you didn't complete the mitzvah yet because you didn't dry your hands yet, so you could still make the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's the reason why we could delay the bracha, because it's still over lasiyasa. Now, there's a very interesting Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha talks about, let's say, you can imagine there's somebody like this. Let's say there's somebody who wants to make the bracha before they wash. Right? So he said the custom is not to do that because maybe your hands are there. So he says, I know my hands are not, I wash my hands, I make sure they're not, they didn't touch anything illegal, I'm sure. So this person wants to make the bracha, you know, there are people like this, they want to make the bracha before anything over lasiyasam. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person wants to do this, make the bracha before they wash at all, they could do it, if his hands are clean. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha says that doesn't like it that much. But he says, but if somebody wants to do this, if they want to make the bracha before anything, so you shouldn't be mocha. You can't admonish that person who wants to do it, as long as he knows that his hands do not touch anything illegal, and we don't appreciate this, and also the place he's making the bracha is a clean place, right? We don't appreciate this. We have indoor plumbing, we, you know, garbage and all that, but you know, like not that long ago, you know, before you made a bracha, right? You can't make a bracha if it's not a clean place. We learned it. We talked about that by Hilchos Kriyas Shema. We talked about that. We don't appreciate it. You know, when it came up, there was a whole big thing about this. Again, we don't appreciate it. But in New York, a lot of people, they just throw the garbage out on the street. You know, there's bags of garbage. You know, it's not like the blue container and the green container and this container. You know, like sometimes I remember right outside a shul near where I used to daven Kensington, you know, it's just like an apartment building. It's just, you know, they just pile up bags of garbage. So you have to be careful, like they were telling people throughout New York, that when you say Kirsch Lavana, you know, again, we don't appreciate it. Go outside, you might not, you know. If you're saying Kirsch Lavana privately in front of your house, let's say, to make sure there's no dog stuff left around, right? You have to be careful about those things. But like in other cities, we don't appreciate it. This stuff lying around might not be the cleanest place to make a bracha. So you have to be aware that in a situation like that, you can't make a bracha. So again, so but we'll get into this a little more maybe tomorrow night about bracha and so on and so forth, all this type of stuff. Okay? Shkach, everyone.